Constructive criticism can be a very good thing. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kevin Lerner, associate professor of journalism at Marist College, explores how changing from negative to constructive criticism can help the U.S. press.
Over the past several years, and maybe even longer, it seems as if every day brings a new round of attacks on the American press. This kind of criticism, attempting to delegitimize the press, serves to undermine trust in the work that journalists do. But even if these attacks on the press seem prominent now, they're part of a decades-long trend. These bad faith attacks on the press began to rise most recently in the 1960s and 70s, led by a concerted effort among conservative journalists and critics. Along with efforts to create a conservative counterbalance to the mainstream press, they engaged in attempts to delegitimize legacy news organizations by painting them as irredeemably biased. This strain of bad faith criticism is alive and well today. Recently, though, another kind of press criticism has come to prominence after a period of marginalization. This brand of press criticism takes a free and independent press as a necessity for life in a democratic society. Instead of seeking to delegitimize the press, these critics are simultaneously explaining the workings of the press to the public and holding it accountable in its role as the public's representative and watchdog. Good faith criticism of the press is based on the premise that a strong independent press, responsive to the information needs of an engaged citizenry, is essential to the functioning of a democratic society. It functions as a kind of loyal opposition, pointing out the blind spots in the media and suggesting ways that it could do better. Today's electronic media make this sort of good faith criticism accessible to more people than ever before, but it will be sustainable only if it finds an engaged audience who believe that a robust, independent press is essential to democracy, and that the press needs these critics to keep it accountable.
That was Kevin Lerner of Marist College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.